Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Welcome back in. It's time to talk to Miss Terry Page, branch manager for the BBB, known as the Better Business Bureau. And Terry, I noticed there was this big sign in the middle of our lobby here this afternoon, and it's been here for a few days, but it's talking about the 50 years of service by the Better Business Bureau. How about that?
Isn't that unbelievable? We are celebrating our 50th year in Middle Tennessee.
Golden anniversary, isn't it?
Exactly. So we're very excited about it. And I have put some poster boards around town, and just like the one you have, mm-hmm. and it just depicts the 50 years of service, community service. So
the first 50 and the next 50 are going to be even better.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, one thing that really impresses me about the Better Business Bureau and the work that you do over those 50 years, you've had to change to keep up with technology. We have to do that here at the radio station and as well. But just the ease of the information, I mean, it's really all out there for anybody, from whether you're technically savvy and can find anything on the internet to picking up the phone like we used to do, or the directories. I mean, you really try to service everybody's needs and get that information.
Some of our senior citizens that aren't technically savvy, mm-hmm. they pick up that phone and call, and if I don't happen to be in the office, they can leave me a message. I do return my calls. And then we have people that just go to the website. They use our e-quote system to get bids from different contractors, which are all accredited businesses, and then
the consumer resource book is always very handy to have.
Absolutely. It lists all of our accredited businesses, what they specialize in, whether it's roofing or windows or pools or whatever. So
pool sounds pretty good right now.
I'm telling you, it is miserable outside.
It is not a fun day to be out if you don't have to be, especially. It's 100 right now, and let me check it was 102 a few minutes ago. It feels like it's 105, so it's summertime.
Is it just now? I mean, is it 100 or 102?
It's 100 right now. It dropped 2 degrees.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, I'm in there.
Oh, mercy. Terry joins us every other week here on the program to talk about the latest consumer information. And speaking about cool and trying to stay cool, you brought some information about this Surge portable air cooler and what this great thing can do and whether it really does that or not.
And what it might not do. Well, this was a full-page ad for the Cool Surge portable air conditioner. And it was a full-page color ad in USA Today. It was tested by Consumer Reports. It cost $300 plus $49 shipping. And it says that it uses as little energy as a 60-watt light bulb, and that the cool air will reduce the temperature of an average room by 10 degrees, and you'll instantly feel cool and refreshed. Mm. Actually, it's little more than a ventless fan that blows air over two ice packs that the user has to insert. And because it's ventless, it actually makes your room warmer rather than cooler. And as soon as these little ice packs unthaw, you're going to have to get two more out and put them in it. I think it was compared to a swamp cooler, which is just a block of ice and a fan blows over it. Only you don't have a block of ice, you got two little frozen inserts.
Wow, that is amazing. So it was supposed to do all of this, yet it's just basically a souped up fan for what did you say?
$300 and $49 shipping. So it's actually just too good to be true.
Man.
We do want to stay away from that one.
And so that was a full page ad in the USA Today recently.
Yes.
So do steer clear of the Cool Surge portable air cooler.
You know, last year in the winter, we had the Heat Surge. This is the sister to it. It's the Cool Surge. The Heat Surge didn't work either, and the Cool Surge doesn't either. So.
Wow. All right. So we'll make sure that we steer clear of the Cool Surge air cooler. Buy a fan and put an ice pack in front of
it. That's right. You'd actually be much better off with a room air conditioner.
Yeah, most certainly. You also brought in a business review of a business out of Nashville. Tell us what's going on here.
This is yet another. I know last year we talked repeatedly about American Shingle. And this year, when the storms hit and the tornado hit, touched down in Antioch in February, this company came to town. I love the name. It covers everything. American National Insurance Construction.
And so it's American and it's national and the insurance and construction.
Exactly.
that's an interesting. That none of those names really fit. But anyway,
no,
go ahead.
It doesn't fit. Well, anyway, this was also covered by News Channel 5, and they've been working with the Better Business Bureau downtown. This business has an F rating. These people are coming in. They've said that they are incorporated. They are an LLC. They say that they are a contractor and hold a general contractor. And holds those licenses. The BBB did contact the Tennessee Contractors Licensing Board, and the licensing board was unable to locate home improvement or a contractor's license for this company. The female that says she owns the company is known as, in Antioch, she told consumers that her name was Michelle Bennett. She is also known as Shell St. Clair. And she is taking one family, she took $4,500 insurance money. And it's been, well, since February, and still nothing's been done. So.
And it's mainly roofing?
Mainly roofing.
Okay.
Yes, that were torn, missing shingles and gutters that were down, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yes. And as a matter of fact, I did see on the newscast there was a couple of trees down. So I don't know everything. I'm assuming when they say construction, they're trying to pass themselves off as a general contractor.
Well, apparently they're not doing anything.
Right, right. So, you're exactly
right. But taking
right.
money. Now, this Shell St. Clair, has been associated with other companies before,
she
too.
She has. Right now, she's currently under arrest for fraud, but they expect her to bond out and go at it again. Better Business Bureau searched our files, and we found that she was associated with Red River Insurance Construction and Fidelity Reconstruction. And we maintain separate file reports for these businesses, and that can be accessed at our website.
Mm-hmm. One company was run, it looks like, in the Chicago area, the Fidelity Construction and Red River Insurance Construction out of the Shreveport, Louisiana area.
Exactly. So. Shreveport is where she's under arrest at for fraud right now. So she is no more than a storm chaser. And, you know, I don't care how convincing they are, what they promise you, how comfortable you are. Everyone should check out a business either by calling the office, going online at gobbb.org. Check them out. Find out, because before one of our businesses are accredited, there is strenuous background checks on that business. We know how many complaints they've had, if they take care of those customers, how long they've been in business. We have files open on businesses that consumers call in, and we start a file. Businesses that aren't accredited. But definitely check them out. We go through, so much time is spent. We call the contractors. We check licenses, business licenses, insurances. So you really want to do that.
You know, you bring up an interesting point here. And this whole time when I was thinking about the money that was taken from these families in Antioch, number one, how fortunate we were to have the Better Business Bureau working here when we had the tornado damage. I don't remember a story like that happening.
Right.
And that's because these storm chasers were scared to come into this area, I think, because the community and the Better Business Bureau was out there saying, we're here to watch out for the people.
Right. That, and I've also heard great stories about the emergency management.
Right.
So
it takes all of that working
all
together.
All of that working together. And if you don't watch out for each other, you know.
Well, you know, this the problem with these scams, and that it's what makes the it makes me angry, really. The thing about it is they will pick on those who, and I say pick on, it's like being a bully, but that's really what they are. That those who have just gone through a tragedy with, you know, losing their home or, you know, construction, losing their house in a storm or even shingles or whatever, but the immediate need, they want to get on with their life, taking advantage of senior citizens, those who are vulnerable, using your family members by saying, you know, your grandson is in jail and needs this bond money, can you wire it? All of that is just taking advantage of people.
And it's amazing that scammers know just who to target.
Isn't that right?
It really is. It is pretty amazing. But they do, you know, like you said, when you lose your home, when you've had an accident, even in a car, you are vulnerable.
Sure.
Want things back the way they were, you know. And they catch you at a downtime or an upset time, and they prey on you. They really do.
And it catches you off guard. And when you hear someone who says, we can do this and this, and we can get it done, and be at, you know, that's exactly what you want to hear, and maybe you're not thinking.
That's right.
You know, and
just
and that,
thinking things through.
Yeah, and that's how they can get you. So, I guess the key of everything that my point here that I was trying to make is spend that extra time to go online, to call the Better Business Bureau office, just to double check on these businesses. That's one of the main reasons why you're here is to help consumers and make sure that those who they're doing business with, they can feel confident in their work.
That's right. And it's totally free.
Why not take advantage
of it?
That's
exactly right. It's a great service. It really is.
We are talking to Terry Page today. She is the branch manager for the Central Tennessee Better Business Bureau, based here in Murfreesboro. But gosh, you keep the road hot, I think, don't you?
I do.
One more thing. We've got time to talk about Terry here, maybe another couple. But Craigslist seems to be surfacing with some job listings and job opportunities that really are a scam, aren't they?
They really, really are. They're nothing but a phishing scheme to get your personal information. They're posting fake advertisements for employment opportunities. For example, there was one for a data entry clerk at the Better Business Bureau. And no, I didn't get my job on Craigslist.
Isn't that that's
crazy?
Nuts.
It's crazy
to use the Better Business Bureau, and that's
exactly, exactly. And they want you to. They tell you that all of the employees are paid via direct deposit, and the email directs the applicant to click a link and sign up for the preferred banking institution at no additional cost. So there's you click that link, you put that information in, and there goes your identity.
Wow, that's that just goes to show, be careful what you click.
That's exactly right. Always be careful.
You know, and one trick that I've learned, and I didn't do this before. Beth made me aware when she was in your position and we were talking all the time. She, you know, some of the things that you all present, it's like, I never thought about that. But just hover over the link,
right,
and it will show what address you're going to.
Exactly.
And if it, a lot of people wonder what that HTTPS stands for, and that S is
secure. That's exactly right.
Link there. So that helps you to know. But if it's taking you somewhere where it's not a secure link or asking for information and it doesn't even look like it pertains to what you're doing there with that email, probably want to steer clear of that.
Absolutely. You are so right.
See, I learned something here. I listen. So be careful about this job scam on Craigslist. Why don't we get to this other one? Because it kind of goes hand in hand with online. Rental scams, what can you tell us about
rental
those?
Rental scams. People are Craigslist again, or if you're just looking on the internet for homes to rent. Sometimes that's a scam too, especially if the landlord, if it sounds too good to be true. If the landlord says, oh, I'm out of the country and let me email you pictures for that virtual tour. There have actually been homeowners that had people show up on their doorstep ready to move in that thought they had rented that particular house and sent a deposit.
Wow. Now, there was a story about something similar to that in Nashville, I remember,
yes,
not that long ago. And you mentioned Channel 5 a second ago. I think it was,
yes,
one of their investigations. Now, I'm not exactly sure. There was something about the home that it was a rental property, but maybe it was rented to more people than you could actually rent to or something like that.
Exactly.
I can't remember.
Multiple
exactly.
people
yeah.
had rented. I believe you're correct about that.
That is crazy. That's crazy. So
it is crazy.
They send the deposit and they never see it again.
Exactly. And the first month's rent. And of course, the person that says they're renting wants that Western Union. So if it's gone, it's gone.
You know, that seems to pop up in just about everything.
It does.
You know, wiring money. That's the easiest way for them to get money without being traced, I guess.
Exactly. That and the green dot visas that are preloaded. Those are really big. They're almost as big as Western Union.
I didn't think about that. So you can buy them just about anywhere.
Yes.
So you get one that's preloaded with, you know, $100 and somebody wants that money.
You don't even have, they don't have to have the visa in their hand, just the number on it. And it's just gone.
That money's out of there and used.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Wow. So with anything, I think we always mention if it's a deal that sounds like it's, you know, you're paying $200 less a month for rent and but you've got pictures and all that. If it sounds too good to be true, then it probably really is.
That's yeah. right.
You mentioned the website. We've talked about that this afternoon, but I don't know that we've ever said where we can find all of this information online and how we can get in touch with you, Terry.
www.gobbb.org, or you could call the office, 615-867-0032. And everyone needs to know, I'm already hawking Shred Day, October 22nd. Be getting those papers together. You got plenty of time.
Now, where will that be?
We're hoping that's going to be at Lowe's again.
Still looking at Lowe's.
Yes.
And that's a good fall activity.
It is.
I should have a box by then.
Good deal.
Ready to go. We'll keep reminding folks about that. Terry, thanks for coming in.
You're more than welcome. I always enjoy.
We'll see you soon. Terry Page, the branch manager for the Central Tennessee Better Business Bureau. And we appreciate her coming by today and every other Wednesday. So mark your calendars. We'll be back to wrap things up here in a second.